This is an iHeart podcast.
The Jesse Kelly Show. I know, Chris. I know. I'm excited. Look, I wish we had like a 10-hour show tonight. I have so much I need to get off my chest. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, where was I? I promised you when I got back I would tell you where I was and what the skinny was. I went to Alaska. There's an island in Alaska called Kodiak Island. Those gigantic Kodiak bears, the 10-foot tall gigantic bears, those are Kodiak bears. They call them. That's because they're called, well, that's because it's called Kodiak Island. Kodiak Island has the Kodiak bears, and the bears are plentiful, and they are freaking gigantic. So I will tell you, I'd never done Alaska before. I loved it. It was a wild, wild, dangerous place. I thought it was so cool. Getting there kind of sucks, and it's a three-hour time difference. My body's still all kinds of screwed up. You're lucky I haven't fallen asleep right here on the air. But getting there sucked. But we had to fly here to Seattle, doesn't matter, to Anchorage. And then we had to fly to Kodiak. But then the place where we were staying, the cabins we were staying at, was across Kodiak Island. So we had to hop on this little puddle jumper of a plane. And we take off. Oh, Chris, if you're a nervous flyer, you would not have liked it. Shaky, Chris? Oh, shaky doesn't describe it. I'll actually remind me, Chris. I'll show you a video on the break. You know what? I can't do that to everybody. I'll put this video up online. I'll put it up on the show's Twitter page and Instagram page. We're on this plane leaving Kodiak, the city of Kodiak, going to the other place. And there are times you're looking out the window in this dinky little plane and 20 meters above the mountain, like you're not in the clouds. You're barely clearing the mountaintops. Oh, Chris, stop being such a baby. It wasn't that bad. But anyway, we get to where we're going, and I'll just tell you this first. Just a couple quick things. First day, we're going out salmon fishing, so we had to get on one of those planes, one of those seaplanes that takes off and lands on the water. So we had to go out in the water and get on this plane. Takes off. Lands us back in the bush, and we get out, and we have a guide with us trying to get us back to where we're going, and he's got a big old shotgun with him, and there are bears everywhere. We start humping down this path, and it's like 2 miles long, and there's just bear poop all over the place. And I mean, I don't want to start describing poop on the air. In general, that's probably did I see any, Chris? I'm getting to that. Don't get ahead of me in the story, Chris. Anyway, we start humping down this path, and there's bear poop everywhere. And finally, we get down into the river. We come out of these hills and we get down into the river, and we have waders on. Waders, for those who don't know, that's things you put on your body so you can walk through the water. We start walking through the middle of the river because we need to cross the river. And all of a sudden, right in front of us, 70, 80 yards in front of us, some mama bear, this is going to apply here in a second, stay with me. Mama bear comes out of the bank and she has 3 cubs with her. All right, 3 cubs. Stay with me. 3 cubs with her. Now, she looks at us and then just keeps walking away, kind of moving away from us. But we stop. We don't want to press a mama bear at this point in time. I don't feel like dying. Actually, let's be honest. I didn't want her to die, Chris, if she attacked me. All right, but she starts walking away. And so we're just standing there in the river. And it's me and my old man, and it's my 2 sons. And we're stopped there. The water's running through. And that alone is crazy, right? Well, then we see another bear up ahead of us. And then another bear up ahead of us. And those are boars, male bears. Those are men bears. Boars, male bears, they eat cubs. They kill them all the time and eat them. So we lose sight of her. We see the 2 boars. We're talking 100 meters in front of us, 100 yards in front of us here. Next thing you know, we see all 3 of the bear cubs stand up on their hind feet, and they're looking at the boars. And we're just frozen. We're in the middle of this nature show. We're just frozen. And then they turn and they take off the other way from the boars. Then we see Mama Bear come charging down and stand in between the cubs that are taking off and the 2 boars. And she's standing there and the boars are standing there, and the cubs take off for the hills. This is going to apply here in a second. They take off, and we can still see the cubs, but they pushed off up into the hill. She keeps running towards her cubs, but stopping and looking back at the boars, but the boars keep coming after her and keep coming after her. So finally, I swear it was like something out of the movies. She stops. I tried to get all this on video, but I have this crappy phone. I can't believe I didn't bring a decent camera. I had my stupid phone out like some kind of Instagram model. I'm sitting there trying to film it all on my phone. But she stops, and finally she starts making a ruckus. She starts banging bushes and banging trees and just banging the ground, trying to intimidate these bears away. And we're just blown away, right? Even the guide, we're all just frozen there. And the boars are after her, and she's after her. And finally we lose sight of the cubs. And then eventually it kind of all pushes away. Now, they're all still around us, but all pushes away. Okay, whatever. We continue to hump up the river, and then we get in a gigantic mess of salmon, and we start fishing for salmon. We're all catching fish. There's a whole bunch of them there. We're pulling salmon out. Next thing you know, we see Mama Bear again with two cubs. I mean, this is the course of about 2 hours. She lost one of her cubs, which... that's freaking sad, is it not? It was sad. I realized, like, I don't want to come off like a big, softy, whiny baby, but it was daggone sad. And then she stands to the right of us. Another boar comes after her cubs from the left of us out in the middle of the river eating salmon. And so we're in the middle. I mean, it was like a Kamala Harris sorority party. We were the peanut butter and they were the bread. What, Chris? And so she was to our right, and they were to the left, and it was a crazy trip. We went halibut fishing out in the ocean. We had to pull out a harpoon and caught like a 60-pound halibut, which is not actually big for a halibut. What, Chris? Did I eat any of the fish? No, Chris, I'm not a vegan, okay? I don't eat fish, all right? Nobody likes fish. Remember that, Chris. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that. Nobody likes fish. They like how fish is prepared. If you bite into fish you don't like, what do you say? You say, this tastes fishy. You only like a bland piece of meat that's prepared right. No, I didn't eat the fish. We're giving it. I did come back with 100 pounds of it. It's as fresh as I can get. Oh, yeah, Chris, we had a bunch of it. And so we're giving a bunch away to various people who need it and whatnot. But, yeah, that's my Alaska story. You want some fish, Chris? I forgot how much you people love fish. Well, yeah, Jesus loved fish too before you killed him. Maybe you should have thought about that. But yes, I have some fish for you, Chris. No question. Yeah, I got some fish for you. Michael, do you eat fish? I can't remember. You do? All right, I got some fish for you idiots. Whatever the worst cuts are, I'll make sure that's what you guys get. All right, I'm sorry. We have to play it again. It makes me laugh.
But one day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing.
I'm sorry. It makes me laugh. I can't help it. All right. 877-377-4373. Dan in San Diego. Go, boss.
You don't like fish. Dude, I'm a fellow fisherman. You don't like fish? Have some halibut. It doesn't taste like fish. I miss you for your integrity, dude. And next Medal of Honor Monday, Benny Atkins, I don't know if you've read him before. Mm-hmm. He had a 3-day ordeal at Medal of Honor Monday.
His Benny Atkins
for 3 days.
Chris, write that down. Benny, I've Atkins. Actually done that one before, and I'll do it again. I love that one. That's a good call. All right, let's get to a commie story. Commies eating commies. Chris, we need a drop. We need a drop for this. Commies Eating Commies by Jesse Kelly. Anyway, queer-owned business shut down by employees for not being woke enough. Mina's World, it's a cafe in Philadelphia that prided itself on being, quote, queer-owned, that's so hilarious, has officially closed its doors after a woke employee revolt. It was owned by Kate and Sonam, I don't know, two queer activists. However, their employees have claimed Eggert and whatever the lady's name are anti-black and gentrifiers. I didn't even know what this was until the article explained it. Gentrifier is a woke term used to describe those who purposely contribute to the displacement of low-income families. There are a lot of things to despise about communism. And remember, all this cultural Marxism stuff, the black people are oppressed and gay people are oppressed and women are oppressed and the climate's oppressed and all this stuff, it's just a modern-day version of communism. All they did was change the language. That selling workers in America that their life sucks was never going to work because workers have great lives in America. So they knew they had to change the language. So you find whoever the aggrieved portions of society are and you appeal to them. Commies always eat themselves, though. And apparently I'm up against a break, and that kind of sucks. So I'm going to have to elaborate on this more, and then I will take more phone calls, 877-377-4373. I'll get to some emails. You have some good ones. First, practice with your weapon. 10 minutes. I don't even ask for 10 minutes a day because life is busy, and I know what that's like. 10 minutes a weekend. Every Saturday or Sunday. 10 minutes. You don't have to go to a range. You don't. You don't have to fill up your car with gas. You don't have to spend another $1,000 on one box of 9mm. You can get your Mantis X, attach it to your weapon, and practice in your home. It's not just target practice. They will put you through drills and give you feedback. You know how you become a good shot? You practice. And if you're not practicing, even if you're already a good shot, those skills disappear. When you're scared, when the adrenaline's pumping, when your hands are sweating, you're not a good shot unless you've practiced a lot. Take my word for that. Get a Mantis X system today. MantisX.com. MantisX.com. Get one. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's so good to be back. I'm going to get to this social media platform thing here in just a second. Remember, you can call tonight, 877-377-4373. You can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. One more thing, though, about the commie employees destroying some commie business. You see this at a corporate level now at a shocking, shocking rate. And I mean, I'm not talking about some local coffee shop in Philadelphia. Major corporations now do this routinely. They continually shoot themselves in the foot. And I know why they do it. I mean, lots of times it's because they're already commie at the corporation. But setting those aside, one of the reasons they do it is if you're a CEO, If you're on the board of a major company, I'm going to use Coca-Cola, and I actually don't mean to pick on Coca-Cola. It's just the first name that popped into my head. You're the CEO of Coca-Cola. You want to hire the best and brightest, right? You're Coca-Cola. You're big as it gets, Coca-Cola. Now, if you're a traditional CEO, board member of Coca-Cola, where are you going to go to find the, quote, best and brightest? Harvard. Yale, NYU, Columbia, Stanford, you know, all the fancy schools. The problem is our elite universities, they're all majorly communist now. And so you, because you're an older, more traditional person, you, corporate Coca-Cola CEO, you think you're walking onto campus. I know the CEO is not walking onto campus, but let's say he did. You think you're walking onto Harvard's campus to pluck the best and brightest out of there, and they're going to make Coke that much better. Instead, you don't understand. You're bringing in a subversive who's going to destroy your company from within. Communists, as I've said before, again, credit to my friend Phil, the lead singer of the band Avenged Seven, All That Remains. I'm sorry. All That Remains, he's the lead singer. Phil is. It's his saying, not mine. He said the greatest thing about communism is all the communists, communism is killed. If you're looking for something to smile about, just know that in the end, they all eat each other. There is no happy ending. There's no happy ending. It all ends ugly because it's a religion of destruction. There's not some final goal. There's not some final place where they'll destroy just so much and then they'll look around and they'll think, nice. We did it, guys. We have our stuff. It doesn't work that way. It's a never-ending cycle of death and destruction. As soon as you bring them in, you've already signed your death warrant. I don't know why these CEOs aren't getting wiser and cleaning out their HR departments and letting them know. I don't want anybody from a top 50 school. Nobody. I would ban them from my place. I really would. And if you're a Harvard graduate and you're listening to the sound of my voice right now and you're offended, it's really, really important you understand I don't give a crap. Harvard today is not what it was. It's just not. Stanford, it's not. Look at the things they're teaching in these schools. Look at how they're indoctrinating these kids. I read you before that article, or I think it was a thread on social media, from that guy who was going to University of Chicago, one of the best universities in the country. And he was exasperated by the fact he was surrounded by the, quote, best and brightest. I mean, all 4.0 students, you know, they're all valedictorians and wherever they came from, they're all the best and brightest. And he said, they're all robots. Whatever they're told, they just march that way lockstep. And the university is full-blown indoctrinating these kids in communism. You think you're getting that superstar from the University of Chicago and he's going to have bright ideas and he's going to be the best and brightest. You just brought in a communist robot with good grades who's going to destroy your company from within. It's just a fact. Got to be aware of it now. Steve in San Diego, go.
Hey, Jesse, look, the first thing I missed about you is truth in media. But I got a hopeful story for you. This is the most hopeful thing I've seen. I saw the best fireworks in my entire life. I'm a grown man. I'm mid-50s. The best fireworks I've ever seen in my entire life. Los Angeles. On the YouTube, there's a channel called LA Flights. They're a live streamer of LAX Airport, 24 hours, whatever. Starting yesterday at about sunset, about 8 o'clock. They have a timestamp, so if you look at the timestamp, you can fast forward or whatever. Start at about 8 o'clock, 8:30. You will begin to see fireworks over Los Angeles, over Compton, Inglewood, the poorest, most deprivated part of the U.S. society, and they are the most patriotic. You will see it. It not only starts, it begins. It gets better and bigger and more impressive. It goes on and on and on. It's the most beautiful thing you'll ever see. Patriotism.
I love it. I love it. L.A. Flights. Go check it out. I think I'm going to check that out myself. That sounds cool. Look, there's nothing wrong. In fact, there's everything right on Independence Day when the fireworks are going off to get a tear in your eye with pride for your country. When the national anthem is playing and you're at that ball game and you have your hand over your heart, there's nothing wrong with getting a tear in your eye and being proud of where you live. We are lacking that in this country, and it's wonderful. Samuel, Staten Island, go.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to you about the fact you were saying that the whole New York City basically caved into the Bazio, yeah?
No, that's not what I said. I said New York City as a whole. No, every individual didn't, of course not. Sharla in Washington, go.
Yes, sir. Hi. Well, first of all, I want to tell you that I stood up and covered my heart when they're playing taps for that honorable gentleman that passed away.
Thank
now,
you, ma'am.
I am disabled. You're welcome. I am disabled. This is my normal speech. I just got a phone. I've been denied a phone, stuff like this, for years. But I just got a phone, and I was just kind of playing with it. And I read this thing about, I'm originally from North Dakota. And I read this thing about how Bill Gates bought these like 40,000 acres or something like that.
Bill Gates continues to buy mass quantities of farmland across the United States of America, which would be a problem anyway, but it's majorly a problem because Bill Gates believes we have too much food. Bill Gates doesn't believe in cattle. Bill Gates, I'm telling you right now, you need to keep your eyes on this man. 877-377-4373. I'm going to tell you about that social media platform that's going to hurt. You really need to delete it. And we'll get to some emails next. If any old guitar is on with you, yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering, it is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And yes. Old Dome. You know, I'm going to get to the social media thing here in a second. In the wake of all this Roe versus Wade madness, you've seen a lot of strategic messaging, I'll call it, from the system. All of a sudden it became a lot of victim of rape and incest, or you want a mother to die, or you want, but you know, none of that's true, right? All that's a lie. They're not worried about any of that. I have to get credit where credit's due. You know, I'm often hard on Vice President Kamala Harris, but credit where it's due. Dome had a moment of real honesty. The truth is, this is how they actually feel.
And so we're working on bringing down basically the cost of what life requires for people.
And that actually was completely the wrong clip. I hope this is the right one.
We have to recognize we're a nation that was founded on certain principles. That
I screwed that one up too. She says on camera, look, Chris, it's my fault. I called for the wrong clip. It's my fault. She sits down on camera, and this is basically what she says. Now I have to ad lib it. The lady's asking her about abortion, and Kamala Harris comes out and says, hey, you need to consider what opportunities your son might lose if he gets someone pregnant. Now, you can sit there and say that makes her a monster, and you'd be right. That makes her a baby killer, you'd be right. Evil, you'd be right. All those things, you'd be right. But the truth is, it makes her very honest. The truth is that we have had such a, I don't even know, an abortion mill industry in this country. That's probably the best way to put it, as terrible as that sounds. We've had such an abortion mill industry in this country that there are so many people who've been grown up, and it's simply ingrained in them that that's just something you do if it's convenient. Oh, have a baby and don't want it? I'll go kill it. Just without a second thought. In a few of them, Dome, of course, is one of the dumber ones, they're actually honest about that. It's not about rape or incest or this exception or that exception. If you have a pregnancy in your life, whether it's you or your boyfriend or your son, daughter, whatever the case may be, and you feel like it might inconvenience you in some way, these people genuinely believe you should just be able to kill it. I don't understand. What's the big deal? Shows how inhuman these people are. They're called communists or anti-humans for a reason. They're monsters, man. Now, let's have a hard talk. And you know I don't judge, right? Because there's no one in the world worse than me. I'm the worst person in the world. So I'm never going to look down my nose at you or point fingers at you. I'm just not going to do it. I've done worse things in my life, and it still do, than you could ever imagine. Than you could ever do. So let's just clear that up right away. And I'm on social media platforms that are bad. No question about it. I'm on Twitter. I mean, I'm basically the best person on Twitter ever. Chris. What, Chris? I am. But I'm on Twitter. I have a Facebook account. I'm never on there, but I have one. I have an Instagram account. I try to get on there more, but I forget. TikTok. Now, I'm here to tell you that I have people in my life who don't have accounts, but they look at TikTok videos. But let's talk about the people who have accounts. Maybe you have one. Maybe you never post things. Maybe you just have a TikTok account because people, let's be frank, are really, really funny and entertaining. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some nun when it comes to TikTok. I've never seen it. I don't even know what it looks like. And for those of you who don't know what it looks like, just understand this. It's a social media site where people can put up short videos. They edit short videos. Chris, I don't have it. Is that the best way to describe it, I think, though? It's just a short video website. And people, you don't have it either, of course, Chris. Chris is way more paranoid than even I am. Chris doesn't have it either. But it's funny. I've seen these videos. I've had people send them to me. People are so talented and so smart and clever and so funny. There are a lot of funny ones on there. People are on there. Fathers are on there. Mothers are on there. Kids are on there. Maybe your kids are on there. And I'm not judging you. I'm certainly the last one in the world that would tell you you're a bad spouse or a bad parent or anything. I'm not doing that. Headline. TikTok confirms employees in China can access American user data. That's not me. That's something we've known for a while. That's confirmed by Breitbart. Just understand this. If you're using TikTok, if you have a TikTok account, China, the Communist Party in China, they know your name. They know more than your name. They know where you live. They They know your preferences. They do. Are you into guns? They know it. Are you shopping for hiking boots? They know it. Are you into things you wouldn't tell your pastor? China knows it. China doesn't have access to this data by accident. China, they have subscribed and have long subscribed to the belief that knowledge is power. They are acquiring as much data on each and every American citizen as they possibly can. And again, I'm no saint when it comes to technology at all. Like I said, I have a Twitter account. There couldn't be anything worse than Twitter. I'm not judging you. I'm simply doing this as an FYI. You do understand that that TikTok account you have, what it is, it's a portal for the Chinese Communist Party to learn everything about you. Maybe you're okay with that for yourself. Fine. Again, there's no judgment here. Are you okay with that for your kids? Are you okay with the Chinese Communist Party knowing everything about Aiden? Are you? Just asking. Putting it out there. Let's get to a couple emails. Dear first grade history teacher, took my kid to the water park today and overheard three separate moms talking to Caden, Hayden, and Aiden, respectively. I laughed each time. Thank you for that. No, it's every young mother today. Secondly, he says, feel free to say my name. And if you wanted, say hi to my son, Zach. He would be thrilled. He's 7. We listen to your old history podcast together, though occasionally we have to skip some. He said Vlad the Impaler was a bit much for the then 6-year-old. He said we'll try again when it's 8. And when he's 8 and his name is Phil. Zach, shout out to you, my friend. Do not listen to the Vlad the Impaler one until Phil says it's okay, all right? Jesse. Due to cancer surgery and multiple incisions in my abdomen, I found it very uncomfortable to holster my weapons. I found that my Micro 9 just about the only gun I could comfortably wear. That being said, it doesn't have a rail mount, but Mantis cured the problem with the Laser Academy option, which uses a laser bullet. Thanks, Mantis X, and you, Jesse, for endorsing this product. His name, it says I can use his name. His name is Steve from Tennessee. Tony, man. Get better. Get a Mantis X and get better. Go to MantisX.com and get one. Yo, Jesse, with fuel prices going up with no end in sight, where do you see this ending? Winter is coming no matter what the price of natural gas or propane is. I have a bad feeling about my fellow Minnesotans in the months to come. Love the simulcast, buddy. Says I can say his name. His name is Dan. Again, you can watch me do the show if you want. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. Where do I see this going? I'll tell you where I see it going, and then headlines we didn't get to. Next. Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, we will be back tomorrow. No worries. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Do you remember, by the way, just quick side note before I get to where we're going. Do you remember Verizon when Verizon got busted for their internal emails? Christopher Rufo, to his credit, broke the story. Verizon got busted because they hauled every employee they had into employee training where they taught them all how evil white people were. Man, when I tell you to switch to Pure Talk, it's honestly, it's not even because the CEO is a Vietnam veteran, although I love that, or that their customer service is based in America. I love that. It's not even the money savings, as we're all getting crushed. The average family saves over $900 a year. It's not that. It's so you stop funding these disgusting companies that hate you. Switch to Pure Talk. That's big money. Over $900 a year. That's big money. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Now, where do I see this ending? Well, here's the problem. man, I almost didn't even answer the email because the answer is so ugly and dark. I don't want to bring everybody down. But the truth is, I see brownouts and blackouts coming because it's not just where we are energy-wise when you look at how they've crushed coal and natural gas and oil. It's where we're going. Remember, the Biden administration, they're still shutting down leases. It's not like they're done shutting down leases. They're still shutting them down. They're not expanding at all. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, they're maxed out on production. They've already said they're not producing anymore. There's no more oil coming. We've already announced we're not going to make any more. The demand is going to keep going up and up and up. The price is going to keep going up and up. We're going to break the electrical grid in places. Talk to people in some places in California. They already experience brownouts and blackouts. It's not outside of the realm of possibility. We're going to have people freezing to death this winter. And keep in mind, as long as we're having such a sunny discussion here, keep in mind, Joe Biden, oh gosh, I hate to even, I don't even want to say this, Chris. Look, I don't know what to say. Joe Biden isn't even halfway done. Isn't that horrible? I'm sorry. Look, what can I say?
We're changing people's lives.
Indeed, he is. He's not even halfway done. Even if we do what everyone thinks we're going to do and take back the House in November, that's a good thing, right? That's a good step. I'm not poo-pooing it. Joe Biden's still president. We can't take back the House and all of a sudden get back those oil and gas leases. And even if we turn them all back on tomorrow, 3 years. 2025 before you see more oil. You can't just stop and start them on a whim. That's not how it works at all. I see it getting really ugly. I do. I know that sucks, but hey, I do.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Mitt Romney, America is in denial. He goes on to describe what a good, decent person Joe Biden is, and how terrible it would be for America if Donald Trump got reelected. Yes, because Donald Trump's mean tweets are definitely the real problem out there. You know what? Mitt Romney's a great segue into, have you bought your chalk yet? You understand that chalk, natural herbal supplements, boost your testosterone by 20% in 90 days without chemicals or medical filth. They have a male vitality stack. That's what I would recommend. That's what I take. They have a female vitality stack, ladies. They have all kinds of healthy supplements, U.S. manufacturing, and these guys are the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever met in the business world. We're talking about a major supplement company. They despise communists. You should see my texts with them. 35% off the entire website. CHOQ.com. Use the code Jesse, gets you 35% off. Fellas, get a male vitality stack. Ladies, get a female vitality stack, unless you want to become like Mitt Romney. Library book picks push gender bending on kids this summer. This is, of course, the Association of Library Service to Children. This is specifically a children's library organization, and they sat down and they were purposeful about their religion. They sat down and they decided they were going to spread their religion. We have to understand what we're up against here. After 30 plus years, NPR cancels the Declaration of Independence reading. Here's just a quick reminder. The last time Republicans had the House, Senate, and presidency, they did not defund 1 cent from NPR. Liberal-dominated California universities double down on abortion. We are definitely living in two Americas, and you see this more and more, and it's awful when it comes to all the good people who are stuck in California. You start to see why California is hemorrhaging people. This Roe versus Wade thing is going to exacerbate that problem. People are going to flee. The blue states in the future, because we're so divided, because we don't share any common values, the blue states are going to keep getting bluer. I predict the red states are going to keep getting redder. And how that ends, I mean, I don't know exactly, but it doesn't end well, right? You're essentially going to end up with two different countries under the umbrella of one country. How can that possibly end in any way but ugly? Californians to receive $1,050 in inflation relief. If you don't live in California, I realize a bunch of people do. You should understand your gas prices aren't near as bad as what they're experiencing. And $1,050 isn't even a pimple on an elephant's butt compared to what people are going through in California right now. I'm telling you, man, get out and get to a blue area. No longer blaming Putin's price hike for high gas prices, Biden has a new scapegoat. Biden said, quote, "My message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump." The Biden administration is the angriest, nastiest, most divisive presidential administration I have ever seen in my life. And that includes Obama's, who was my least favorite president of all time. It is unreal how nasty and divisive these people are. And it should be noted, his approval rating is officially in the 20s. That's the lowest approval rating on record, period. Paris Hilton canceled on President Biden to attend Britney Spears' wedding. Joe Biden is so unpopular. Somebody'd rather go get high with Britney Spears. 476,000 migrant gotaways recorded in 2022 so far. I have to check my watch. My watch says it's July. Police reveal Highland Park suspect wore women's clothing during an attack. Be very creeped out by any man who wears women's clothing. Man busted for battering a cop with a hot dog. Man, how does that cop ever show his face again? Texas counties to declare invasion at a southern border. Here's a reminder, if you're not on in a border district down on the border, you're being invaded and you don't know it. The people who are on the southern border, they do know it. They look around, they witness it every single day. But if you're in Minnesota, oh, there's an invasion happening. You just haven't felt it quite yet. Liz Cheney warns the GOP can't survive if Trump becomes the 2024 nominee. Man, are we all about ready for all the Cheneys to go away? Just go away. Biden to allow some migrants with terrorist ties into the country, raising security concerns. It's just another little helpful reminder to you and everybody else. The destruction is intentional. These are not accidents. They're not accidentally raising the cost of gas. Inflation isn't an accident. They're not accidentally opening up the southern border. They got elected. There's a bunch of full-blown America-hating communists in there, and they're doing exactly what they want to do. That's the bad news. The good news is I'm back, baby, and we're going to get to do this all over again tomorrow. What, Chris? You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back tomorrow to have a whole lot of fun, I promise, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.